Nashville's traffic problems are a leading issue in the mayor's race. Megan Berry and David Fox have been reluctant to talk about specific solutions, and as WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports, they have contrasting views on transit funding.
Transportation projects are usually so expensive that a city doesn't pay for them without help. Megan Berry says she would assign a top advisor to immediately begin pursuing funding sources.
And what I've been talking about is the idea that we need somebody in my office, a transit czar, who is responsible for actively going after for all of those funds, the federal and the state funds. And then we're going to have to find a local match fund that because in order to get the state and local, you actually have to have a local fund as well.
Berry says riders might cover costs or that new developments could help foot the bill. In contrast, David Fox says it's the wrong time to talk about funding. He wants Nashville, meaning the public and the experts, along with state and federal officials, to first agree on a transportation plan. He said going out of order was the problem with the failed AMP bus rapid transit idea.
I don't want us to chase money. I think one of the challenges with the AMP is there were some restrictions that came with the federal funding that caused that project not to be successful. I don't want to fall in that same trap. So let's get a vision for what we want. Let's price it out, find out our appetite to pay for it, and then find our sources of funding.
The candidates agree Metro must contribute some portion of transit funding. At a debate, they were asked whether they'd support a slight increase in the local sales tax. Berry said that method could generate $80 million per year. She didn't make any promises, saying it's not just the mayor's decision. A tax bump would go to a public vote.
That would require a referendum. That's going to take a leader in the mayor's office, because this is going to be a public conversation.
Fox wouldn't talk directly about the sales tax, instead sticking to his mantra that the first step is learning what people want. He questioned whether that's happening.
No doubt the various organizations have been working together to come up with a vision. How many people know it, though? I mean, this is going to affect everybody every single day of our lives for the next 20, 30, 40 years. And so the critical piece that has to happen is we have to engage the public.
Fox does say he wants to synchronize city traffic lights, while Berry wants adjustments to bus service. Neither candidate has named a big-ticket transit project. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.